What would you call this, please? A carpenter uses it when he saws a board.
They call it a bench.
And this, what would you call this? It holds firewood for sawing.
Wood bench. So
what do you call this, please?
It's a baby cradle.
Pardon?
That baby cradle, that is.
It's got wheels on it.
Yeah.
So you can make it move. What do you call that?
Call that a baby cradle.
Okay. And suppose you put the baby in the baby cradle. You would say you were going to what the baby?
I'm going to ride the baby out.
Okay, thank you. Could you look at this picture right down here? Now, what do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across the field instead of going all the way around it? You'd say he went from here to here across the field. How would you describe that? Diagonal? How would you say that? Would you ever say Cali Corner or Crossways?
See, Cali Corner.
Now, in the other picture next to it, two roads cross, and one house stands on either side of the road, just like you are with Reverend Sankfield. You would say that your house is what to his house?
My house in front of him.
Would you say across the street?
Across the street.
Now, how would you describe this house? This house and this house. How would you tell me so I'd know?
This house is on the left.
This
here on the right to the front for the road.
Okay. Thank you very much. Would you say Cali Corner here too?
Yeah, it's Cali Corner that started it all.
And how about this? Are those Cali Corner to each other?
His Cali Corner on the right hand side.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, you've been real nice, Miss to help me.
Yeah, I've done what I could.
I'm sorry it took so long. It was real nice that you didn't tell me all that stuff.
That's right, well. You got to do that to finish up. When you get through, then you'll be finished here. You've done all that. It takes a time to finish, don't it?
It sure does. I've been here a week now.
Here? In Gulfville?
No, I was in Hiltonia.
Oh, a while.
For 3 days.
Oh, yes.
And do you know any other people around here that lived here all their life?
Yes, ma'am. I know a woman right there in that house on this side. She lived here all her life. She's been here before I did. Long time, but she's sick in her mind and good need the food, huh?
What's her name?
She named Maggie. Of course, she can stop that, but she's sick in her mind and good. She couldn't tell you nothing.
I went to Bessie and she didn't seem to be feeling too good either.
And she, her mind ain't good. Because I mean, her working side together and she had some side of card. And she couldn't check them up like they ought to be. Her mind's not good. Need to fool her.
Yeah, I went there and I talked to her just for about 5 minutes,
yes,
you know?
Yes, ma'am.
And I said that was too much of a strain on her, so I left.
Sure, it ain't there need to fool her because her mind ain't good. Little mind not too good, but it's better than Bessie.
How about Miss?
Her mind not so good either.
No. Think of somebody. Can you think of somebody else?
Her mind is sort of do better than Bessie. Let me see.